And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Iran's Assembly of Experts has named Mojtaba Khamenei as the country's new supreme leader, which follows the death of his father, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, during U.S. and Israeli strikes on February 28th. Mojtaba, who's 56 years old, has never held elected office but is reportedly close to the Revolutionary Guard and has been under U.S. sanctions since 2019. Closer to home, Manhattan got its own security scare as NYPD locked down streets near Gracie Mansion after finding a suspicious device linked to a confirmed IED from the day before. Commissioner Jessica Tisch said the explosive, which was a glass jar packed with nuts, bolts, and a fuse, was capable of serious injury or death. An 18-year-old protester has been arrested, and the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force is now involved. Yeah, you know, we might not agree with who the mayor is and his policies, but when explosives start to show up in his neighborhood, you gotta treat domestic political violence with all the seriousness it deserves. On the legal front, an Ontario judge has ruled the province's mandatory lifetime sex offender registry reporting unconstitutional. A case that involves Michael Roberts, a man that pled guilty to 8 counts of sexual assault in 2010, reported for 13 years and then simply stopped in 2024. One justice, Darvin Gagg, called the rules overboard and stayed the charge. Meanwhile, in Virginia, Liberty Counsel has sued to block an abortion amendment from reaching the 2026 ballot, arguing that the House of Delegates skipped constitutionally required steps, including distributing the text to circuit court clerks and posting it months before the delegation election. Senators Tom Cotton and Rick Scott are demanding Attorney General Pam Bondi investigate Chinese-owned surrogacy centers, citing more than 107 agencies operating in Southern California alone. They pointed to one man reportedly fathering 100 children through U.S. surrogacy, with infants flown back to China, effectively turning birthright citizenship into a commodity. And that demand lands as the Supreme Court prepares to hear arguments in April on the Trump administration's challenge to citizenship by birth interpretations. Critics say the industry reduces pregnancy to a service and babies to products. And they're not wrong. A wrongful death lawsuit is putting AI companionship on trial after Google's Gemini allegedly convinced a man it was a sentient being in love with him, then fed him escalating hallucinations, fake surveillance claims, a bogus security code, and then urged him to barricade his home and take his own life. His family found him dead. Google expressed sympathy and said Gemini is designed to avoid exactly this. Well, something didn't take, then that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.